Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Well, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. We're online at philhendryshow.com, and you can get a backstage pass and watch or and or listen and or you know, whatever you'd like to do, you can do. And you can also download thousands of hours of unmistakably great radio. And we just keep on keeping, you know, we constantly are looking for that which is the exotic thing, you know, that which is the rare thing.
That was from a movie on a Deer Hunter.
Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, we saw that on Deer Hunter where the guy says, I look for that which is the exotic thing. We decided, well, that's kind of, that describes our show, or it describes our listeners. Well, maybe not our listeners. Well, yeah, probably more our listeners than us, but it definitely describes you, bud.
Yeah, no kidding. What are you talking about?
Just kidding around, man. All right. One other thing, too, the Milwaukee Lions are going to have their own podcast very soon. So we have the Free Phil Hendry podcast. We now have the Milwaukee Lions podcast. That, too, will be available by way of a banner on our homepage, and you can listen to selected highlights of the Milwaukee Lions. The Lions games are available for subscribers only, but there will be a free Milwaukee Lion podcast that features highlights, Jack I. Gagder reminiscing about the great years, some of the great calls down through the years, so on and so forth. So that should be fun, and that'll be starting up next week, the Milwaukee Lion podcast. Now then, Harvey Weierman is joining us from San Marino, California this evening, and we're going to be talking with Harvey about bizarre, if you will, sort of development in the state of Florida. Now, in a partial victory for voters' rights and immigrant groups, Harvey, Florida residents who were mistakenly removed from the voter rolls this year because the state classified them as non-citizens will be returned to the rolls and allowed to vote in November.
Yes, that's the... And Phil, thank you for having me on your program. This has been a very important part of my own personal political posture and profile. This has been a very important part of it. And I don't know if you know Glenn Ketchum from my office, but he's joining me on the other line. Glenn, if you're there, say. Okay.
He's not there yet, huh?
Ask my daughter if he's here, but Glenn Ketchum's from my office. He's a bright young attorney who's going to be joining us and talking to us about voters' rights. And I need some hot water. Voters' rights and the rights of people to vote and voters' rights. That's what I'm trying to. The agreement. Now I have the story in front of me.
First of all, Florida is one of these states, I shouldn't say one of these states, Florida's a state that was big on making sure that people were citizens before allowing them to vote. There have obviously has been a great deal of controversy surrounding this, especially in southern states, given the history of some of those states, about keeping people from voting. Of course, we're talking about a time in the distant, well, not so distant past, but a time in the past when... Black people were kept from voting by a variety of machinations and...
There was all kinds of tricks and tomfoolery that was not such tricky stuff, just blatant kinds of things to keep to keep people from voting. Hank Ketchum's on the other line. Hank, you there?
Uh-huh.
And Hank is with our office. Hank, you've looked into this, correct?
Yeah. And you want me to talk about it?
Yes, if you wouldn't mind.
The state of Florida is a place that... It's a state in the down south, you know, and they're going to keep people from voting, I think. But they can't...
So Hank is in our... He's in our civil litigation and our civil rights litigation division.
Can I just for a moment here, can I ask you a question?
Of Hank.
Hank?
Uh-huh.
How old are you?
Just turned 31.
31?
Hank is a bright young guy, and we were lucky to get him. He graduated from the... Yeah! From the Georgetown...
Uh-huh.
From Georgetown Law College, the law college there. Law dog, not law dog. I was watching Tombstone just before we we got on the line. I shouldn't have said that.
From the Georgetown School of Law?
Yes. The school, right, Hank?
Sort of. I mean, I went there and...
And Harvard, too.
Yeah, Harvard and everything.
Well, you sound very young. You sound very young, and I,
Thank you.
You know, you've never said that to me. Yeah, you've never said that to me.
Well, Harvey, no, you're right, man.
You know, I know I sound my age, and God knows I look it. When's the last time you and I saw each other?
Well, we had dinner last month.
Yeah, okay, so any comment?
Well, you're a very distinguished guy, Harvey.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, Hank.
Uh-huh.
Anytime anybody wants to insult you and tell you that you look like a well-kept brave, they'll say that you're distinguished.
Well, can we get back to the...
Yeah, I'm sorry, Hank wants to get back to it. So he's a bright kid. You can't keep these guys down too long. I see Hank taking over the...
I gotta ask again. I'm sorry to...
What are you interrupting for?
I gotta ask again. Hank, you're 31.
Yeah.
And you went to Harvard and you went to Georgetown.
Yeah.
Speak up. I can't hear you. Well, he sounds like he's about 15 or something. I can't put my finger on it, and he doesn't sound...
I just want to...
Mr. Henry?
Hold on, Hank. I'll take this. I got it, Hank. No, I just want to be clear. I come on your program and introduce you to a young partner.
Harvey, look, I...
No. Hold on for a minute. I come on your program and introduce you to a new young partner we've got, and the first thing you do right out of the gate... Not even getting warmed up, right at no preliminaries, right onto the main bout, you insult the guy. And
I don't mean to insult him.
Kind of did.
Yeah, you insulted him. You sound like a kid. Did you go to law school? How old are you? You know what I should ask you? I should ask you, did you do radio before you did this show? Because you sound like you got your head wedged. You don't sound, Phil. You know, I gotta tell you, that's something we've said in the law dog division.
Not the law dog.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right, Hank. Thank you. Not the law dog division. In the law, something we say in law is what I'm trying to say in the practice of law. And now I forgot what it was. God. Oh, I know what it is.
Not when.
You tell me. You tell me.
When we say that in the law of it, in law doc,
In law? In the practice of law?
In the practice of law, we say that, there's one thing that's worse than having your head up your, that area, and that's having it wedged. And if it's wedged, it means it's half in, half out.
Hey, thank you. There you go, right there. Your head's wedged, Henry. So you don't have, what it means is, you're neither here nor there. You don't have your head fully in your ass, but it's not out of it either. So it's wedged. And when we say that, what we mean is...
All right, I understand, okay? Sorry I said what I said.
What did I tell you, Hank?
Yeah, you're right.
Did I tell you the guy is like not... He's, like, wrapped way too tight or... Like,
oh, okay, so we're talking like I'm not here, huh?
Well, Mr. Henry, with all due respect, you come on here... You come on here, you're yelling at people, you're raising your voice. You got a problem, pal.
Mr. Henry, I'm... Sound like you're gonna start chewing the scenery.
Yeah, exactly. Sound like you're gonna be in a bite into a guy's neck or something.
Have you ever been looked for lycanthropia?
Have I ever been looked... What?
Have you ever been looked at for lycanthropia?
What's that?
Well, it's a lycanthropia...
I know what it is.
I didn't ask you, did I? I didn't ask you, did I? I asked it. I mean him. What?
Lycanthropia is when a man believes that he changes into a wolf in the night when it's dark.
That's that line from the movie The Haunting, Phil. And I love it when Hank... says it, because it is exactly what you need to know as a lawyer. Because every step of the way, you have to be aware of the fact that night will fall. That movie you were just talking about, Night Must Fall? When you're a lawyer, you are going into the night in the dark when it's night.
Yeah.
You know what? I think both of you guys need a drink, or maybe you need to stop drinking. I think you need either a lot of sleep, or you're getting too much. You're getting too much. I don't know what it is.
I need sleep. Did you just hear him? Did you hear? I heard that. Well, like you guys did. You're calling me crazy, huh?
I think both of you guys have flipped your lids. I think you flipped your lid, man.
Why?
In the night, when it's dark, in the night.
That's a legal term.
Yeah, it's legal. It's legal. It's legal to say it. It's.
I know it's legal to say it. It doesn't mean anything.
You know, okay, see, look at this is what I'm talking about. See, you're really wrapped a little. You're not wrapped too. You're too tightly wrapped, Mr. Henry. You're not wrapped too tight. Exactly.
I'm too tightly wrapped. I'm not wrapped. Put them on hold. Something's, it's either me or it's them. Is it me?
Give them a chance to say.
Yeah, they might have good points they're going to make.
They might have some good points they're going to make, huh? You know something? I think you guys must be in on it. You didn't hear what I just heard, huh?
Well, I mean, I heard the whole thing.
What's that whole thing about in the night, in the dark, in the night?
I don't know. It sounds like in the night, in the dark, in the night. It's like
that's a Cadillac commercial.
Yeah, a Cadillac commercial.
Cadillac commercial, is it? Okay. We'll be right back. World famous. You know, what the hell? You know, people have been complaining about the audio being too loud, and I can see exactly what they're talking about here, man. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Folks are telling us here, man.
But
well, I was just doing a little sound check here, and we do have some people who were saying that the feed is way too hot. Okay, yeah, I thought they were complaining about the music. The audio feed during the pre-show tonight on Phil TV and HD apparently was way too hot. I apologize, guys. You know, we throw the. Why aren't you guys looking at that stuff?
I don't know, man. I thought it was okay.
You see that thing right there?
Yeah.
What's it called?
About a VU.
It's a VU meter. Now, when you see it go into the red...
Yeah, but that's not supposed to go there.
There you go. Bright man. It's going into the red, though, isn't it?
Well, it was.
Yeah, during a pre-show it was. That's what everybody was talking about. It was over-modulating. It's called overdriving. It's called distortion. It's called no-can-do, baby. It's called hurts my ears, bleed from the nose. Do you dig? Do you dig what I'm putting down?
Yeah.
All right. So, sorry for that bit of 50s silliness, stupid-ass kind of lingo hippie stuff there. All right. In a partial victory for voters' rights and immigrant groups, Florida residents who were mistakenly removed from the voter rolls this year because the state classified them as non-citizens will be returned to the rolls and allowed to vote in November. The Florida Department of State, which initiated the review of non-citizens on the voter rolls, also agreed Wednesday to inform the 2,625 people on the list who are eligible to vote that their voting rights had been fully restored. Still unresolved is whether Florida broke a federal law preventing voter purges within 90 days of an election. Huh? Still unresolved is whether Florida broke a federal law preventing... the federal law prevents voter purges within 90 days of an election. So there's a federal law that prevents you from purging your voter rolls within 90 days of an election. Joining us online here from San Marino, California, along with one of the partners in his firm, Hank Ketchum, is our very good friend, Harvey Wireman. And
I wanted that Hank Ketchum was the cartoonist. That's not who's here. You said Hank Ketchum.
I thought that was his name.
No, his name is Chad, right?
Yeah. I
can't hear you. Say it again. His name's Chad Ketchum. And you're going Hank Ketchum this and Hank Ketchum that. That's the guy that created Dumbbell the Menace. You remember the Dumbbell Kid?
Dennis the Menace.
Was that his name, Dennis the Menace?
I think it was Dennis the Menace.
Yeah, okay, thank you, Chad. I called you Hank, too, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. So that kind of makes Mr. Henry.
All right, well, I apologize. So, yeah, Hank Ketchum was the one that was the Hager, was the one who drew the comic book, Dennis the, I said Penis the Minister, and I said, I better not say that.
Okay, I understand, Harvey, all right.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to babble, Phil, but I just had seen the way Dennis was spelled, and for a brief second I thought it was Penis the Menace.
All right, I understand that.
Forgive me, and I apologize to any of the children that are listening. The state said on Wednesday, now here's where we get to the meat of the matter here, Phil, and this is the state of Florida, which, as you know, is a notorious, the place is notorious for this kind of shenanigan and the nonsense, because Florida, which is where we have our annual Bar Association quadrennials, this is where we go for, to soak.
I'm going to go next year, too?
Yes, you can go, Chad. Florida and Boca, they've got a place there called Boca Raton. Now, Boca Raton is...
And what are we going to be getting to anything important here?
No, I just wanted to say, Florida's a place where they're always trying to pull a fast one. When I was in Boca, and I was sitting on the toilet, and the room service came in, and I said to the kid, just grab what's on... I left a $20 bill for them, and I know the kid went into my wallet and grabbed another 20. So basically, I tipped him 40, see?
And that means, therefore, that Florida is screwing people out of their right to vote.
Well, I didn't get that dramatic, you know.
Well, you're saying Florida's a place where all this shenanigans stuff.
Are you listening? Did you hear him, Jed?
Yeah, that's
this is what you do. You went like this. With, you know, Phil, the reason why I'm bringing all this up is to give you an idea of the mentality. Yeah, the mentality of the people, okay?
All right, Margaret Gray is on the line, and Margaret, I know Frank, your husband Frank, is an attorney, and I feel it propitious, if I may say so, to get you on the line here.
Well, Phil, hold the phone. For what is this about? You got... you don't need another lawyer. You've got two lawyers here already.
Well, I've got one lawyer, and, okay, you're right.
Well, you're going to offend me and insult me and stuff? I am a lawyer. You can go straight to the devil.
Yeah, and you know what? You deserve that, Henry.
Phil, I called in to help out Phil, and Frank is here. He doesn't want to go on the air, but what did you want to say?
Tell her about it.
All right. Let me see if I can break the deadlock. Now, first of all, and first and foremost, and this is really at the heart of why I call, I just heard Harvey say that they go to their quadrennials in Boca Raton. Is that what you said, Harvey?
Yes, that's what you... Hey, that's what I said, so.
Okay, fine. What, who's that?
That's Chad Ketchum.
Oh, yes, Chad Ketchum.
That's a hot one.
Hi, Chad. What do you want? What do I... My name is Margaret. I happen to be very close friends with Mr. Wireman. So if you're new in his law firm, as he says you are, then welcome. Welcome not only to the law firm of Mr. Wireman, but welcome to his circle of friends.
Now, let's not get ahead of ourselves. I'm not about to invite this guy over for cocktail franks, you know?
From what I hear, that's probably about the size of it,
you know.
That's really very, very stupid and childish.
Don't worry about it. What did you...
Yeah, Margaret, what's the point here?
The point is this. Harvey said he's going to Boca Raton. It's Boca. It's Boca Raton. Boca Raton is the French pronunciation.
And what has that got to do with what we're talking about? Floater...
The floater roll?
Yeah.
Not floater roll, the voter... roll.
No, but in Florida, it's called a floater roll. That's the other thing that I wanted to say. You guys are really something else. I mean, you can listen to what you people say, and one would think that we are living in ancient China. You know?
Exactly the truth. Hi, Phil.
How you doing, Frank?
I'm better than Custer. Listen, I heard her say the voter... Florida has traditionally called their voter rolls floater rolls. Okay? Why is that, Gray? I'll tell you why that is. Because it is a unique part of the Sunshine State law, the floater roll. And you guys, the way you're talking, it sounds like you're right. It's just chong chong ching chow chong. It's like a Chinese way of doing it.
right, so that's number one.
And then it's Bocaw Rotten.
I didn't say rotten, did I?
Well, that's what you're trying to say.
I thought it was biased, so Bocaw Rotten, Chad.
Yeah, okay, I guess.
All right, hold on. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. The floater rolls. Okay, I got it, man. Not voter rolls, floater rolls. State of Florida.
Phil Hendry.
And are we still on the air, or have I been...
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. And I think we have the audio situation on our videocast solved. You know, we used to have a very bad problem with overmodulation, and then we got a sound card in there, and we got a limiter in there, and everything was a beautiful thing, and I wonder if that thing's breaking or something.
Maybe it's broken.
Yeah, it could be that it's all broken in it. Or something, I don't know, you know.
Yeah, huh. Tomorrow, a reminder, we're going to be doing an AMA, Ask Me Anything, at Reddit. R-E-D-D-I-T, Reddit. And it's a lot of fun. We've done it before. That's reddit.com. If you go over, you can see there are a number of AMAs, Ask Me Anythings. Upcoming, and they've got a language all their own over at Reddit, which is really interesting. I am and for instance, people will put up their own Ask Me Anythings. I am a Native American who grew up on a Native American reservation. Ask me anything. I am Keith Ellison, U.S. Representative from Minnesota and first Muslim member of Congress. Ask me anything. So there's a lot of really interesting AMAs that you can involve yourself in. And tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, we will be on Reddit, and we'll do an AMA, and you can ask me anything.
Yeah, tell people about that.
Well, next hour, because we're still doing our interview here with...
Yeah, that's gay.
Yeah, man, what you just done there, man. Yeah.
What did I do?
You're like, ask me anything.
All right, sorry.
Yeah, y'all flicking. We should let everybody know. Here, give me the microphone. Ladies and gentlemen,
get out of there, will you? That's my microphone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Henry waved his fingers around like he's gay.
Yeah, it was very gay. It was very gay. Gay alert, gay alert.
Shut up. But that's offensive, man.
Why?
Don't go on gay alert, gay alert. At some point it sounds, you know, like you're mocking people, mocking gay people. Okay?
Well, I mean, everybody says gay.
I know, but it's starting to sound, I don't like it when it starts to drift over into actual, ha-ha, you look gay. I understand the whole idea of the word gay meaning something that's silly or stupid, and, you know, people use it and whatever. It doesn't seem to concern the members of the gay community. I have to, you know, you got to take your cue from the people that it would most offend. And gay people haven't seemed to have made a big deal out of that, but that can change. And I don't personally mind if they suddenly say, you know, that's really starting to wear on our nerves a little bit.
Man, there's no free speech know-how.
Oh, well, look at the black guy, you know.
Well, you're going to use the N-word or nothing.
I can't say gay, or you won't let me say N-word, that I should not be able to say no gay.
Yeah, so why don't you start now, bud, and not say it? 877-876-7445. Margaret Gray on the line with us. We also have Harvey Wireman and Chad Ketchum from Harvey's law firm, and we're talking about, Margaret, the voter situation in Florida. We weren't necessarily going to be talking about how to pronounce Boca Raton, you know.
That's what, if I may say... Phil.
Well, he was addressing me, Harvey.
I understand that, Ms. Gray, but may I please...
Oh, it's Ms. Gray. I thought we were friends, and I was calling up to simply say to you that it is Bocaw, the Bocaw, which is the French. All right?
What has French got to do with it? It's a Spanish name. What about that, Chad? Do you have any research that you've... Chad Ketchum, did you introduce him?
Yes, I did. Chad Ketchum is here from Harvey's law firm.
Well, I mean, I don't... I didn't know what she said.
He was saying that it's not Boca Raton, it's Bocaw Raton.
No, you... Oh, God, did you butcher that alive. No, It's Boca Rotten.
Like rotten?
No, not rotten. Not rotten. No, it isn't that. No, I understand what Miss Gray... Miss Gray, are you saying it's Boca Rotten as the rounded... There's a rounded N? Yes, exactly, Chad. Thank you very, very much. That's very good. Oh, I'm impressed. Thank you.
Well, see, so we... See, there's a reason why I hired him. You know?
Yeah, to pronounce Boca Raton properly. That's great.
So that's insult number two that you that you laid on my protege. So getting back to the
all right, I'm going to read this story because you guys are carving this thing a new one.
Wait a second, you brought me on to comment on this, and is Miss Bray still there? Are you still there, Margaret?
Yes, I am.
All right, you've corrected my pronunciation of Boca Rotten.
God, you didn't do it right that time.
All right, Margaret, thank you very much, but we got better things to do, okay?
Bill, if all I'm going to be is treated like some kind of a slut, some sort of a freeway whore, that isn't even going to...
Great, good move, Phil.
Well, I wish she hadn't gotten out that last,
She didn't want to be treated like some, you know, barn... She didn't want to be treated like a field slut, you know?
She didn't treat her like a field slut. And besides, she said she didn't want to be treated like a freeway whore, not a field slut. And
whatever, you know. I mean, what are you guys talking about?
Well, I think just to give a respect to a lady and not be a field slut.
Yeah, but see, the difference...
Will you guys just get back to the story here?
All right, okay. Here is the agreement. This is unresolved as whether Florida broke a federal... I got my glasses tonight, Bill, so...
Okay.
Still unresolved as... Well, you said it further.
Yeah, still unresolved is whether Florida broke a federal law preventing voter purges within 90 days of the election.
All right, so, agrement stems from brocketed. The agrement stems from a lousweet brocketa. I don't know. What does that say, Chad?
It says the lawsuit. Yeah, agreement. An agreement of a lawsuit brocketed.
Well, what is that?
I think it's a legal term, you know.
It's a legal term, Mr. Henry. So,
A legal term? Is it Latin?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, it's Latin. Yeah. So the agreement stems from a lousuit brocketed. By Sevral. I see Sevral.
Are you talking the law? The agreement stems from a lawsuit.
What's that?
Is that what it was?
Yeah, not the agreement stems from a lousuet brocketé.
You know, you did this once before. I'd like to get this out, okay, and not have you butt in, because there's a thing with entertainers. You'll find this out, Chad, that when you go on the radio show, they want to butt in and they want to run the show, you know?
Well, that's understandable. It'd be a show.
Yeah, but you don't want... you're a lawyer, Chad. You act like a lawyer. Stand up and say, no, you will not do that. I'm going to do it. And
oh, God. Harvey, would you be quiet and let me read this, please?
No, I'm going to read it because I came on your show to read it.
Go ahead.
And please don't interrupt me. Now, this is very important. It has to do with the citizens of Florida, whether or not... whether they're going to be allowed to vote. They don't say a word. There will be no beef-free. There will be no porgy beef-free. Thelic peon. Okay, there you go. There will be no porgy beefy peon. The cat Harry.
Well, come on. What?
Will you shut up? I'm still reading it. Cat Harry. I can't see the rest, but you get the general idea, right?
There will be no purging before the election. How you got there will be no porgy beefy election and cat Harry. Catherine.
Cat, yes. It's the same difference. And
it's the same difference. Harvey, thank you very much, man.
Oh, here, this is where he hangs up and gets the last word and makes you look like an ass. Makes you look like an ass with two legs. Go ahead, Henry.
No, I'm not hanging up. I'm just going to say...
Oh, he's not going to hang up this time. But usually Henry will make you look like you're an ass with a...
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I don't want to offend you.
Oh, no, not at all.
Mr. Henry will generally wind up making people look like an ass with a hat and two legs. Just walking around.
Yeah, that's not fair.
No, it's not fair.
Well, Harvey, I've had you on the show now for the last 45 minutes, and so far what I've gotten out of you is a bunch of gibberish about Porgy and a bunch of words that I don't understand, and we never have really gotten to the bottom of what this... The agreement stems from a lawsuit brought by several groups that said the so-called voter purge was discriminatory because it singled out mostly immigrants. There will be no purging before the election, said Catherine Culatón González, director of voter protection for the Advancement Project, one of the civil rights groups that sued the state. American citizens won't be purged and naturalized citizens won't be purged. For us, it's a great victory. But the state said Wednesday that it would move forward with its program and would take a closer look at the voter rolls now that it had access to a federal database containing citizenship information. Florida received access to the Department of Homeland Security database known as the Systematic Alien Verification for Entitlements Program, or SAVE, in July after it sued the agency. Well, you can see, though, that when you head off into the wild blue yonder of making sure that citizens and only citizens vote, which is not necessarily a bad thing, but you can see how easy it is to purge, as they say, citizens, and it's not a good thing.
No, it's not a good thing. Now finally you said something that I can hang my hat on and stand proud next to, even though it may not be the most respectable looking thing. You're like a flag, Phil, that I want to salute. The only problem is you just wiped your armpits with it. You know?
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah, see, Chad understands. And
I don't get that at all.
The way you rolled that out was so bad that even though you and I wind up agreeing, it's like I'm saluting a flag that you had blown your nose into, wiped your pits, and okay, I'll say it, did an ass probe, and I...
All right, and thank you very much, Harvey Weierman. Gee, we just ran out of time.
You jumped him.
What, I jumped him?
No, you mean dumped him.
No, jumped him, right?
No, it's dumped him, not jumped him.
Well, it sounded like you dumped him.
Yeah, I did. I hung up on him. Yes, exactly. Yeah, why?
Well, shouldn't I do that?
No, sometimes I do it. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, you dumped me.
Debbie Daly's joining us from Daly's Daily. And, Debbie, it's great to have you with us. And is that Debbie Daly there?
Yeah, don't lie to Deb.
Are you in a bathtub? All right. I don't know why it is, but I've had you and I've had a couple of other guests... Okay, you stopped the, thank goodness, you stopped the bath water. Do we still have the line open there on Harvey?
Oh, sorry. Mr. Weierman, we got to hang up on you now. I'm sorry, Phil. Mr. Weierman.
Yeah, we got you now, Debbie. I don't know what it is, but I've had two or three guests over the last couple of weeks taking baths.
Oh, really?
It's something you like to do?
Yeah,
I should tell people that Debbie Daly is the host of Daly's Daily, a morning show on public radio. You are, in fact, Debbie, the only person who has the kind of disability that you have who hosts a radio show. Yes, you have a hearing loss, and it's total, correct?
And
Right. So we... Okay, what Debbie said was she lost her hearing while playing the tuba in a marching band, she was... What point were you making? I'm not laughing at your disability.
What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at the fact that you lost your hearing playing the tuba and standing in front of a guy crashing the cymbals in Stars and Stripes Forever.
What?
Stars and Stripes Forever. What's the song? Isn't that the song? Okay, yeah. That's how you lost your hearing. No, I don't think it's funny that you lost your hearing. I don't. It's kind of funny, yeah. You know, I mean, come on, playing the tuba. You're talking too fast, I don't understand. Oh, you know what, Debbie? I'm not trying to be a pain in the ass, as you just said, so that your listeners know that you use that kind of language sometimes, which I think, quite frankly, is a little offensive. Nonetheless, I'm sorry, but the fact... Do you want to comment on this or not? I'm sorry. Do you want to comment on the Florida thing? Go ahead. Hold on for a minute, Debbie. Do you mind? What, bud?
Mr. Hall.
Oh, God. Nothing. Hold on. I got to get David on here. All right. So David is online, too. David, yeah, what's up?
What are you trying to pull, anyway? What is this? Is this a joke? Is it a gag? Because if it's a gag, then I can go with it. If it's a gag, I can go ahead and I'll swim, I'll go ahead and go with the flow. I'll allow the big river, as the poet said, to carry me along on its broad shoulders, all right? But if this is not a gag, if this is an actual interview that you're doing to try to get, to win your brownie, to get your brownie points, and
will you let me explain? This is Debbie Daly.
Yeah?
Debbie Daly from Public Radio.
What was that? Is that?
That's my guest.
Yeah, hi. What is she? I'm sorry, miss. I can't hear you. I've got the window open. I'm smoking a cigar. Yeah, I'm driving my car and I'm smoking a big fat cigar and I gotta keep the window open, otherwise my girlfriend, who's pregnant, not with me, with my child, she's pregnant with her husband's, and she's not my girlfriend, she's a friend of mine, and she's pregnant and I don't want to smoke the cigar. I don't know.
You're in the car with a girl that's a friend of yours who's pregnant, but you're not her boyfriend, it's another man's wife.
Yes, that's exactly right, and we were having dinner. And he was having dinner, too. We were all having dinner. Only, he was having dinner at another restaurant, but the fact is that we're on our way now. All I'm trying to say to Phil is that it's very nice to meet you, Debbie. And it's one of those situations where, in life, you just kind of...
Yeah, I'm sorry, bud.
He's going to be mad.
No, he won't be mad. He'll be very happy that I extracted him from that little jam session. Believe me when I tell you. Go ahead, Debbie.
Hey.
Okay, well, that's fantastic, Debbie. I've never heard it explained so well.
Thank you.
You bet. Debbie Daly tomorrow morning on the public radio. And you can turn it off now, bud. Debbie Daly on public radio. You can turn it off now, bud.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Debbie Daly will be on public... Oh, thank God.
Down there.
Well, turn it off, bud. Debbie Daly on public radio.
What?
Well, turn the... This is embarrassing. You can overhear her and stuff.
I'm trying to get it to turn off. We're going to have to get Snooky, or not Snooky. What's the guy's name?
The engineer. Sneaky is his name. Snooky. Yeah. Well, can't you get the thing... I don't want to I don't want to eavesdrop on her.
We're going to have to just keep talking, man.
Okay. Anyway. What's she doing?
Dead men tell no tales.
Oh, boy. All right. So, it is. Will you turn that phone line off?
She just did. She's got her Trojan twister out.
Will you get...
Bam, man, the best thing that happened was all week, and you hang up on it.
Oh, yeah. Like, I really want to hear that. God.
Yeah, man, it's what it would sound like.
I'm not even interested, okay? All right, thank you. We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Man.
Uh-oh, no battery.
Phil Hendry.